Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of London. A landmark archaeological discovery found in the British Museum gives proof of Old Testament truth. That is the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest in our Middle East news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
An expert on ancient Babylon, Dr. Michael Jersey of Vienna, has discovered a small clay tablet located in the British Museum that is a landmark archaeological discovery and provides proof of the Old Testament's veracity. Though the tablet was unearthed near Baghdad in 1920, only recently has it been deciphered by Dr. Jersey, which led to the discovery of the records of a donation of gold by the chief eunuch of King Nebuchadnezzar. Dr. Jersey quickly consulted Jeremiah 39, where he found the man's name listed as one of Nebuchadnezzar's top ministers who actually took part in the destruction of the first temple in Jerusalem some 2,500 years ago. And that's the latest in our Middle East news update. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
An ancient Babylonian tablet found in the British Museum is evidence that the nation of Iraq will be destroyed forever, according to Bible prophecy. If you have a moment, think about this. A recent discovery in the British Museum by an expert on ancient Babylon gives a direct link to the Bible and the Babylonian history under King Nebuchadnezzar. The Babylonian tablet gives the name of one of Nebuchadnezzar's top ministers, which is the same name of Nebuchadnezzar's men found in Jeremiah 39. This Old Testament passage used by the archaeologists is the account of King Nebuchadnezzar's siege of the city of Jerusalem and the destruction of the temple in 586 B.C. It was that destruction of the Jewish temple in Jerusalem 2,500 years ago that God said would be the reason he would destroy the Babylonians, the modern-day Iraqis, forever. That's found in Jeremiah 50, verse 28, and Jeremiah 51, verse 11. However, before the Babylonians and the literal city of Babylon are destroyed, this nation and the city of Babylon will become the headquarters for the one-world economic, political, governmental system led by Antichrist. That's found in Revelation 18. Of course, that war-torn nation must be rebuilt and become the power center of the world before the destruction as recorded in Revelation chapter 16, verses 17 to 21. The stage is being set for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...